This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Waleed Faris, a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. He's also a Middle East and terrorism expert, and his most recent book is The Confrontation. We want to get his insights today on what appears to be a series of packages that are designed to be dry runs for a possible later terrorist attack. Planes in Philadelphia, London, Newark being searched here on Friday, as well as some packages apparently being sent to synagogues in the Chicago area. So Dr. Faris is here to try and shed some light on exactly what's going on here. And Dr. Faris, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
The consensus right now seems to be this was a dry run. These were basically ink cartridges with wires designed to look like potential explosive devices. Is that the best read on this?
Yes, if you are in the U.S. government, if you are a security official, and you actually don't see the explosives, or you know they don't go off, then your immediate conclusion is that this is a dry run. However, if you look at the context, the operations that took place a few weeks ago, the calls by various al-Qaeda leaders, the shootings here and there, and you also look at what is happening in Yemen, you'd consider that this is part of an operation and the time is not over yet, neither the day nor the weekend nor the week. So I would say we've got to look at this operation, what they're trying to do in terms of mobilizing our law enforcement, sending a message to other jihadists that we can do that, and wait and see for the next few days to see if this is a single one-day operation or it's a much longer thing.
The thing that jumps to mind, of course, is that this comes right before an election. We've seen activity like that before, a major message from bin Laden, for example, right before the 2004 election. Do you believe that that's coincidental, or is that time to coincide with these elections?
Oh, it is definitely time to coincide with the elections, because one of the strategic goals of al-Qaeda is to disrupt and impact the political processes in the West in general, in America in particular, and as you've just mentioned, it's happened before, and they know very well that the midterm elections this year are going to be very influential on foreign policy, on homeland security levels, on national security policies. They are very savvy. Some of the policy planners and strategists in al-Qaeda, Adam Gadan as a spokesperson, al-Awlaki in Yemen as now a architect of violence against the United States, are Americans. So they know that this is important. And obviously, whatever the nature of this operation is, dry run or a prelude to other steps, it is aiming at influencing our political process. It's not just the midterm elections, but it's also the whole debate about a lot of things in terms of national security and foreign policy happening now in America.
Dr. Faris, you mentioned Yemen, and of course there is that connection to these packages, dry run packages. The government there says that they're going to do everything possible to investigate this and to stop any sort of packages from being sent out in the future. How much credibility should we give that?
Look, when governments, the heavy machinery of government starts to move, it's always late, it's always after the action is done. Obviously, Yemeni authorities are now up and running, they're mobilized, they don't want to project the image of Yemen as a country where al-Qaeda does whatever it wants. But keep in mind, you know, al-Qaeda could have done it from inside the United States, from any other European country. This always serves as an example and a model for governments and for Yemen in this case, to you know, keep a close eye on the shipping issue. But I'm sure that, and other experts would be sure as well, that al-Qaeda's immediate next step is not going to be sending through FedEx from Yemen. So that's a one shot. As I said earlier in the discussion, I am not sure that this is the only and last single move that al-Qaeda has against us in this period of time. I'm trying to connect a lot of happenings, including shootings inside the East Coast area of the United States and the great D.C. area, and other statements made by al-Qaeda.
Just one quick follow-up. Do you believe the Yemeni government is committed and capable of thwarting something like this?
I don't think the Yemeni government is capable of stopping in all the things that al-Qaeda would do from inside Yemen, for the simple reason that al-Qaeda penetrates Yemen, has been able to penetrate its systems, its armed forces. But the Yemeni government is committed because they are receiving foreign aid from us. They are receiving military assistance. And at the end of the day, al-Qaeda wants their heads as well. So they will put 100% efforts, but I don't think that they will get, more than 50%, efficiency.
We're talking with Dr. Waleed Faris of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. And Dr. Faris, I remember not that long ago when you were a guest of ours on the program, you talked about how you thought it was very important for the U.S. and Western European nations to develop a collaborative system, a network to really improve communications and efforts to thwart potential terrorist attacks. Obviously, this plane landing in London kind of triggered this whole series of events today. Does that speak well to how well these countries are collaborating?
Oh, absolutely. We are 9 years after 9/11. We are many years after the attacks in Europe, Madrid, London, and other series of arrests throughout, the NATO countries. So certainly, UK, Europeans, and us, along with the Canadians, we're working much better than before. But again, keep in mind, it's a war of mutations. We are mutating. Al-Qaeda is mutating. They know our systems. They have people who could tell them a lot of things about our inner roads and workings. So it's really who has the edge. And so far, always, the terrorists have some little edge, but we immediately come and close that gap.
Last question before we let you go. You mentioned in passing that you're trying to see what the connection might be to this and the series of shootings at Quantico, Virginia, the Marine Corps base there, at the museum, the Pentagon, and a Marine recruiting station in suburban Washington. What potential connection are you investigating?
Look, most of these actions in the past few weeks and months, have witnessed some sort of link through email, through other correspondence, through travel, to one hub, which is the Al-Awlaki hub. It seems to me that Al-Awlaki based in Yemen, not because it is Yemen, this is where he chose to base his own operations, is really targeting the United States. The repeated shootings against military headquarters in America, it's not one time or two times, it's like connected. And those calls to strike within cities in the United States, there was a call last week to strike in Detroit and in Paris and in London, but also calls by Al-Qaeda to target the United States, all of that has to be connected. In my sense, I see the big picture that Al-Qaeda wants absolutely to disrupt our national security or national life and claim that they are leading the jihad worldwide. They have that political priority as well.
Very interesting and very insightful. Dr. Faris, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Waleed Faris is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. He's also an expert on the Middle East and on terrorism. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.